Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous.
This is not what we're on, everybody. Welcome to Heezy's World, everyone. This is a special Sunday episode. Welcome to church, everyone. But yes, new things are happening. It's a Sunday show. And yes, I'm here. It's definitely a bit different. You know, I'm waking up kind of, not early, but you know, waking up on a Sunday. It's kind of out of this world. But alas, I am good. How are you? Is anybody tuning in here? Let me see if I can catch it. We got some people on there. What's up? Soup, what's up, Shad? My mom's on there, or was on there, and Jasmine, I can't remember. But yes, welcome to another special episode. I already know the title of this episode because following this episode when it's dropped, I have a special guest on who is an author of the journal I Miss You But Fuck You. This is a self-healing journal. But I'm gonna leave that for y'all to listen to when y'all get to that point, when it's posted. It'll be posted later on after this show. But yeah, that's pretty much the topic of the day, y'all. Relationships, love, and the things that make us feel like, what? But no, let me get my shit together. I kind of rushed over here. Everything is fine. Let me just get all my shit together here. But that was me and on that track, along with another artist, Dania. And I forgot what the title of the song was. When I Walk Away. It was never put on an album, but it was a track we did. But, you know, things may happen in the future as far as music. But yes, welcome, man. That's what we're doing now. Sundays and Wednesdays, babies. Hump days and church days. You know what I'm saying? The most important values of our society. It's God and love. And it all coincides with each other, if I may say. But you guys usually don't see me in the morning, so I'm kind of getting it together. It's the first drink of tea. I haven't had any breakfast, but I always eat breakfast. But yeah. Alright, let me see if I can see anybody on this Mickey flick. Definitely got to do something about my Sunday service. Okay, what's up, Dorica and Auntie Sonia? Okay, I got the Facebook popped up. I see some people on there. That makes me happy. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch are watching along with all of us. So, yes. So, Heezy, make it a great show. Let's go. So, yeah, last week we talked about acting, and that's the only way these bitches is getting emotion out of me, okay? I wrote that down. I thought that was so hilarious. But I did use that in a line back when I was a rapper, or in one of my raps, in my early rapping career. But yes, that's not the truth. I show emotion, I show love. And this week's all about love, and we're going to have to revert to letting our emotions speak. Because a lot of us don't do that, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe I don't think that. Maybe the people I'm surrounded need a little bit of help of love, so they can help me love, you know what I'm saying? Because it takes a village, y'all. And it's not when you're just a baby. It's every day. Every day you can make a mistake and you can become an enemy of the world for that one little mistake. But everybody redeems themselves, just like love redeems us when we fall out of it, when we fall into it. You know what I'm saying? Always cherish love. I talk about it every fucking week. Now, I don't talk about relationship love. I just talk about love, period. So you kind of know relationships love, and I am in a wonderful relationship. I am wearing a shirt that says single, save money, live better. Not totally denying the shirt, but I'm denying that I am not without love. You know what I'm saying? I love my lady. And that's all I'm trying to say is that love is important, guys. Love is important. Now, yes, definitely tune in to after the show. After the show, tune in so you can watch the rest of this whole episode and see my guest and, or hear my guest because she didn't want to come on camera. And, learn some things. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this journal could help some folks, but I don't know. But I do have tips and ways to help you navigate through her journal, if anything. But let's talk about what we're talking about today. Not much, really. I was just going to really talk about things I've seen in the news regarding relationships and such. Some are good, some are bad, some are happy, some are sad. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Valentine's Day is coming up. We don't get a fucking break. We don't get a fucking break. And I don't know if I'm talking about the men or I'm talking about the humans or the people who spend money on shit every fucking month, it seems. They got Christmas, we got I mean, MLK Day, I mean, that, it's, you know. I was just talking to a friend last night how basically America's history is all tragedy. You know what I'm saying? Basically pointed it out to me, which we all should know by now. It's just all tragedy. There's nothing really good to look back on except the shit that we do to make people come together. Once again, the love. The love, everyone. But yes. So we have MLK Day coming up. Let me not, you know, suppress that. That's a great holiday. You know what I'm saying? Not a great holiday. I mean, it's a history of the fucked upness that happens in the United States and all. But, you know, somebody stood up with all the love in his heart and said, you know what? I could bring these motherfuckers together. And he said that at some point, but it's not recorded. But essentially, that's what MLK was doing. You know what I'm saying? But yes, God bless MLK and happy MLK Day tomorrow. Hopefully, I actually don't want it to snow. I've had enough time away from work. You know what I'm saying? And when you leave work, my place of business, if you leave, the place turns into fucking hell. And you have to spend a day turning it into a quarter hell. Quarter of hell. But anyway, yes. But anyway, these holidays, the paganism persists. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, I guess this holiday is for the ladies. But, I mean, this holiday is for anybody who's a lover. You know what I'm saying? But, personally, me not being gay or anything like that, I can't think outside the box here. I'm not a woman. I'm not gay. So, I don't know how it feels for men on these days. I mean, you know, men who receive on these days. I mean, I do receive. Valentine's Day is made great by, you know, my lover, but, you know, it's just, I just want to break, you know, I don't want to do anything, I just, you know what I'm saying, if you say I love you every day, like, what else do you need to do more? But anyway, I'm going to tell y'all, I probably need advancement tips in the world of relationships. I would say I'm a professional relationship person, and it's not very good to say. I've just been through a lot. I've been through enough. And I've learned the ways. I've learned my flaws. I've learned when to and when not to. And, you know, I can't say, you know, that's all I can say. You gotta pay attention, guys. Be intentional. That's pretty much the moral of the story here. But, yeah, fuck Valentine's Day. I got to say that. But, you know, shout out to Valentine's Day for making people feel special. But I will say that single people probably have it the hardest. But I say Valentine's Day, you know, going back to my single days, Valentine's Day should be the most fun day for people that are single. You don't have to do anything. You basically have the choice of going out and having fun and making it a great holiday. And that's right. That's what it's for. Valentine's Day is for the single. Catching people out of breakups. You know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out the single people, man, because we cannot let people, you know, be separate, be alone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that because I think today this is mostly, well, I don't know. This is quite of a topic that I'm not well versed in. But, yeah. I'm saying what I can today. But in the news, well, let me read this thing. Make my single men out there aware that single men are on a rise. We are essentially going to be the most single people out here, according to men and women. So men are about to be more single than women. So it says, I have some stats here from CNN. More single women than men. More single men than women. Single men are much more likely. I got the jitters, you know what I'm saying? Might be the tea. A lot of sugar. Single men are much more likely to be unemployed, financially fragile, and to lack a college degree than those with a partner. They're also likely to have lower median earnings. Single men earned less in 2019 than in 1990, even adjusting for inflation. Single women, meanwhile, earned the same as they did 30 years ago. That don't sound good, but hey. But those with partners have increased their earnings by 50%. You know? And a case can be called for to say that greedy people come together. It's like, no, I'm joking. But apparently, people in relationships are the most, or married couples, are saving money and making more money, apparently, according to this article. The study is less about the effect of marriage and more about the effect that changing economic circumstances have had on marriage. It sheds light on some unexpected outcomes of shifts in the labor marketplace are taking longer to establish that relationship. The median age of marriage is creeping up, and while now more people live together than before, that has not matched the number of people who are staying single. But it's just not an age shift. The number of older single people is also much higher than it was in 1990. Wow. I didn't really read this shit earlier, but in a Pew study, which uses information from the 2019 American Community Survey, notes that men are now more likely to be single than women, which was not the case 30 years ago. Black people are much more likely to be single, 59%, than any other race. God damn it. And black women, 62%, are the most likely to be single of any sector. Goddamn, well, well, I guess men of all races are the most single. But damn, black women, yeah, I did not think this was going to stay this way. And that's kind of bad. We don't want that. Black women are the most likely to be single of any sector. Asian people, 29%, are the least likely to be single, followed by whites, 33%, and Hispanics, 38%. Fewer people are getting married, and that those who do are increasingly better off financially have a lot more to do with the effect of wealth and education on marriage than vice versa. People who are financially stable are just much more likely to find an attractive partner. That's all it is, y'all. Why did the what? Fucking Instagram ended. Who said do that? See, that's why I don't go live no more, y'all. The Wi-Fi holding me down, holding me back. It's all good. I brought them back. Hopefully they can join in. But still tune in to the other, you know, Anchor and Spotify and all that. Apple Podcasts. It'll be there. But yeah, man, there's a single crisis, apparently, for black women and single men. Black women and all men, okay? I don't really know what to say there, but let's work on it, guys. Let's work on it. But I just wanted to talk about some relationships, pretty much. These are real people, but they're stars, so they're not really real people. You know what I'm saying? It's people who put things out there for us to eat up. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of you guys or gals watch a lot of reality TV, something I just feel like is so bad for people. But, I mean, I don't know. Entertainment is entertainment. Do what the fuck you want. But, you know, that shit ain't real. Or I don't know. I don't watch reality TV. I shouldn't knock what I don't clock. You know what I'm saying? So, let me know, guys, if shit's working out by following what the hell they're doing. But, where do I start? I'll start with Kanye. Kanye, because I feel like there's something going on there, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Can you check the connection a little better? Come on. What are you doing? Kanye went on Instagram yesterday without his mask. Now, I know there's a problem there because he didn't have his mask on, and apparently he was complaining about, and very calmly, I would say, for somebody, you know, most men. I don't know. He's pretty calm for the crazy Kanye we know him as. But basically, he said he was being held back from seeing his daughter on her birthday. I think the daughter and the son are celebrating a birthday. I'm not sure, but the daughter, apparently. And he couldn't go see him because he didn't know where the fuck it was. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Pete Davidson, did you have anything to do with this? Say, nah. But that type of shit is kind of weird because the news kind of corroborated against Kanye, if y'all were paying attention to that shit. But I'm not even going to pull up I was just what I read yesterday. I didn't really keep that in the notes. But it was more like, and I'm only bringing this up because y'all, it seems like when you have kids with people, it seems like shit gets elevated to the next level as far as hardness. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying relationships are hard, but it can be. You know what I'm saying? And they get hard. Right? I know that. As good as they are, the harder they are. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. But anyway, Kanye going through this shit. Rich people shouldn't be going through shit. They got money. You know what I'm saying? poor people like us, we have to deal with each other. We have to do with the shit. We have to deal with the shit. We don't have enough money to be buying houses away from people or next to people or just buying our way freedom. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. But yeah. Anyway, Kanye was able to find the birthday party thanks to Travis Scott. And I was just like, shout out to black men looking out for each other. I think Kanye said he tried to call Tristan and Chloe and all these people trying to get in touch with, where to find out where the party's at. And he didn't say Kim, but he's making it sound like, well, he did say Kim's name, but it made it sound like Kim was blocking him. You know, I don't like hearing shit about that. I mean, I understand if you want to have a separate birthday party, and that could be the case. And at the end of the day, you know, you're not supposed to fuck with people in relationships. They got their own shit going on, their own little worlds. So it's kind of best to stay the fuck out of it. But it's on the news. It was ready for me to digest it. So it's part of my life now. And Kim, you better not be fucking over Kanye, because you got lawyer brain now. Don't mean you can do that lawyer fuck shit. But well wishes to them. And Kanye looked very pleased after that, and looked like a great birthday party. I don't know. I just wish I was a kid to them parents, them rich parents. You know what I'm saying? I had a rich parent at one point, but. Moving on. Oh, and then Kanye, you know, Pete Davidson's apparently been chilling with Kim Kardashian. And I know you guys are probably like, why is he talking about this? And I never talk about stars and shit. I really don't care. But this is love, and this is what you guys like, right? Reality TV. But it interests me. I worry about these things. Some of these things do relocate to real life with a lot of people that I know going through some of these things, you know, in a less poorer way. A much poorer way, I mean. But yeah. Just be careful who you're having kids with, man. I don't know. That just seems hard. I really, you know, I'm not a giver-upper. I'm just more of a, like, don't want to do it because it looks like it has a lot of negative effects on people. And I've talked about it in the past, y'all. Men have it hard. Not that we have it hard. Women have it hard. But it's like in certain areas. I'm not saying nobody has it harder than the other, because everybody has it hard somewhere. Somebody. Somehow. But within relationships, because that was one of the things I wanted to point out, is that it's harder for men. And what that thing was saying is basically that men, you know, they are not financially stable, and it takes us a long time, and there's more pressure on men to be more financially stable. You have to be the breadwinner. It's not the truth in these days concurrently, but you know, it's more like the appeal. So you have to be that. And I don't fall in with the sway, but I am affected by how people think. So, you know, it's, you know, mind over matter. I have a strong mind, but what's in my mind matters. And what's out there that I think about matters to my mind. So, you know, I do give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck. And that's what some of us should do and don't do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta live balance, everyone, balance. But in lighter news, one more bad thing. So last week on my podcast day, Wednesday, Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa split. They're 42 years old. Confirmed their breakup on Wednesday on Instagram. Why do people need to do that? Why does anybody need to do something like that? That's wild. You can just break up, not tell anybody. I mean, I get it. You got a lot of people counting on y'all or thinking, you know, at the end of the day, it's your life. Live it however you want to. Marijuana is everywhere. Where was you gonna go and find it? Anyway, but Bonet and Momoa began dating in 2005 and went on to welcome two kids together. They then secretly tied the knot in a private ceremony in 2017. So they've been dating for 12 years and married for 3. Aha! I found the curse. Marriage. Say that. I'm not gonna lie, marriage seems to scare me, man. It feels like a lock box. It's like, here, human one, human two. Box, lock. You can't come out until you say you want to. Together. You know what I'm saying? And how do you do that if you're not on the same page, huh? It's crazy. It's wild. But don't let my fears make you scared. A lot of successful relationships, and they're coming right up. Matter of fact, our first successful relationship, Megan Fox, previously terrible actor, and Machine Gun Kelly, previously dead rapper, killed by Eminem. You know, these words are probably not the best to use, but murdered viciously, lyrically, by lyrical homicide. Machine Gun Kelly are engaged and celebrated by drinking each other's blood during intimate proposal with $340,000 ring and at wellness bar in Puerto Rico. I don't even like Puerto Rico. Just because somebody else went there and had a bad time. And I don't like that it's part of the United States. Let it go. Let it be its island or a country or whatever the fuck it is. Let it go. It doesn't belong here. It doesn't seem like it's right. Okay? And that's just my thought with no knowledge on the situation. Okay? But anyway, they drank each other's blood. Now, I combed through that article, the understanding, the drinking of each other's blood. I don't know if it was like a sip, a lick, or whatever, but either way, ill, okay? It only makes sense that they had a cut and you kissed it to make it feel better. Any other thing with blood and drink and consuming it is fucking terrible and demonic and, you know, steer the kids away from this shit. But yes, they've tied the knot, so congratulations to them. And then, in Britain, or England, are you from London? Bond, Ron Bond and Joyce Bond, Ron 102 and Joyce 100 years old, married in 1941 after falling in love at first sight. The couple from Buckinghamshire are Britain's longest married couple. Revealed that their friends told them that on the day of their marriage that it wouldn't last. So their friends was haters. Their friends was like, this shit ain't gonna work, y'all. Go ahead and just try it, but it's finna fail. But no. They didn't. The couple said, so they're married, guys. 100 and 102 years old for 80 years. Or 81. 81. 80. I'm sorry, my math. 81 years. 81 years, guys. That's very amazing. But at the end of the day, we are not our ancestors. And those are not ancestors. I was like, in between. Those are like the sesters, ants. But no, I just think that's wonderful. But at the end of the day, what I want to point out is that shit was just different back in the day. And you know what I'm saying? War was abound. You know what I'm saying? We had plants and shit. Like, work needed to be done. We had to make metal. We had to make coal. Not make, you know what I'm trying to say. People had need to be in these warehouse-ass businesses, these plants, these things to make the world run how it runs today. And that's part of the reason why men ain't making as much money back then, because all the plants have moved overseas, and who the fuck is taking a boat to go to work? But anyway, yeah, I just want to say times were different. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my parents have been married for a while. You know, shout out to them. As long as I've been alive. But I don't know, man. It's just amazing. But let me keep reading, because there are some nuggets in here. So the couple said a bit of give and take. A bit, guys. That's wonderful. A bit of give and take was the secret to their long-lasting love. It's a compromise. Oh, that dirty, dumb word. It's like, nah. But compromise and looking after each other is the secret to their long-lasting love affair. We never expected to reach 81 years of marriage. We know we are very fortunate to have achieved this amazing goal. It feels excellent. There is no boss in our relationship. We both give and take. Joyce was just 19 when she tied the knot with Ron after falling in love at first sight with Ron, who was 21, on their wedding day. And he felt the same. It's fucking beautiful. I mean, cheerio, my friends. Tea and crumpets for everyone. Ta-ta. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm sure they be arguing like shit, though. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. But that intrigued me so much that I had to figure out what was going on in America. I bet you guys wouldn't agree or believe that we have a longer lasting relationship or marriage going on in our great state of unitedness. Great states in this United Nation. So So Indio, California, a California couple recognized by Congress as the longest living married couple in the country, shared their secrets as they celebrated their 86th anniversary. This was in September 16th of 2021 this year. Ralph, 104, and Dorothy Kohler, 103, celebrated 86 years of marital bliss, with the former saying the secret to a long marriage is togetherness. The couple tied the knot in Tecumseh, Nebraska in 1935 when he was 18 and she was 17. They were initially denied a marriage license by a court official who believed the couple was too young to take the leap. I need to start looking up. It's not good for eyesight, guys. But they simply went elsewhere, exchanged vows, and have been inseparable ever since. Ralph Kohler says the two would always compromise. Oh boy, compromise. Another big word to give the same big word. And this same big relationship status. Ralph Kohler says the two would always compromise to give the other what they wanted, even though they preferred different activities. Even though they preferred... come on, easy. He enjoyed clay target shooting and his wife ballroom dancing, so they dedicated themselves to both hobbies. Their compromise led them to become fierce competitors across the United States, earning hundreds of awards in both trap shooting and dancing. This is beautiful. Oh my God. As he reflected on his marriage, Ralph Kohler had nothing but good things to say about his other half. I mean, who else wouldn't do that on camera? Noting how little they argued. A sharp word once in a while, maybe, but it didn't last, he said. In the longest living married couple in the U.S., the Kohlers were I said that already. So over the years, the couple's unbreakable bond enabled them to build a big, beautiful family made up of 3 children, 6 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. That's beautiful. What hit me right there was that they had differences, and they basically was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up the shit you like, and you're going to pick up the shit I like, and we're going to become the best at that shit. That is fucking beautiful. I literally want to shed a tear. Because that is beautiful. That is something that I want. It makes me just want to go get my girlfriend and find out what I don't like and just do that shit. But, man, that would have consisted of me watching reality TV. Like, nah. But I'll do it because it is entertaining. But, nah, for real, that's wonderful. I hope you guys felt what I felt there because that's beautiful. Let's look at who is the longest living relationship. Let me see if I can find that. Longest married couple in the world.
According to 10TV.com,
that's not true.
Ralph Kohler, 104, said the secret to a long marriage is simple, togetherness. Sept. 16 mark 86 years of...
Okay, so I just talked about them. Oh! Okay, so this is from October 27, 2020. I'm going to go ahead and say that the bad news is that they died by COVID. But Quito, Ecuador, after 79 years of marriage, 105-year-old Waldramina Quinteros said goodbye to her 110-year-old husband, Cesar Mora, who died Thursday at his home in Ecuador. The couple have received the Guinness record for the world's longest lived marriage on August 25th with a combined age of 214 years and 358 days. Oh, let's see if they got any secrets in here. Oh, no secrets. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Oh, that's pretty sad. That is one of my biggest fears though, you know what I'm saying? Getting married, stay together forever, and then nature takes course and then that person's gone. That's fucking tragic, traumatic, and all of the above. And yeah, it's a fear, super fear of mine. I mean, it's a fear of anybody, I suppose. I mean, it's the fear of reality, I suppose. But I mean, you know, I guess I should man up on that situation. But damn, bro. Shout out to them, though. Shout out to love. That is pretty interesting. Man. Move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. You don't want nobody crying up in here. I ain't that much of a softie, y'all. Get out of here. Yeah. That's pretty much all I had. Just want to talk about that. I do want to talk about a little bit of horoscopes to get you guys thinking about shit, you know what I'm saying? Or also me. But I want to talk about my guest real quick. Name is Dominique Duhl. She's the author of the journal. I miss you, but fuck you. So what I want to say about people who decide to get her book and, you know, try to apply it to their lives is I've learned something when applying or just trying to do anything to pick up knowledge, period, when we're reading and whatever we're doing when we're trying to conceptualize shit. It's about being intentional. So there's some shit that I picked up from an article that can help, I suppose. It's about a technique they used, that people use, called Lectio Divina. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it means divine reading. Originally, this was referred to reading God's word, but it can apply to other texts as well, including self-help books. The core idea of Lectio Divina is that you read a text very slowly and let sentences sink in one by one. You start reading slowly until there is a paragraph or sentence that appeals to you. Then you stop and read that paragraph or sentence again and again and again and so forth. So like a cow does with grass, you ruminate the words until you have digested them. While doing so, your mind starts working and connecting the thing you read to the things you already know. By reading in this way, you allow yourself to internalize the text that you read, and this significantly increases the chance that you will change your behavior, and thus that you actually benefit from the text that you read. So yes, reading the Bible, this is what people do when they read the Bible. You know what I'm saying? But you should speak in this way too. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm kind of not saying that, but you know, just reading intentionally pretty much is how I paraphrase this. And thus that you actually mean blah, 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 blah. A nice side effect is that this whole reading experience itself always makes you feel better. This makes applying the Lectio Divina technique a double-edged sword. So yeah, fucking, you know, read to succeed, essentially. But yeah, let's have a little fun here and end it here. Talk about some horoscopes real quick. I don't know if anybody's on, but if somebody wanted to peep real quick, let me see. Anybody on? Nobody's on? On the gram. Okay, we'll just talk about it. We'll just talk about love horoscopes for January 14th to February 3rd from yourtango.com. And now I want to say these apply to these horoscopes, what these people wrote here, but I'm on the side of, like, fuck the horoscopes and the separation of making people think that they're separated in these ways. You know what I'm saying? This can apply to every single person. Every single creed, race, culture, whatever. Just take these words, let it hit you, and make sure you're not fucking around, and, you know, love each other. Help yourself love. But yes, for Aries, they said, don't let anger rule your head today. Aries, people who are closest to you may push your buttons, but this is no reason for you to feel like the love is gone. Sometimes a relationship that you've allowed yourself to be vulnerable in can do that. And it's just a test of your ability to love unconditionally. Boom. Taurus. Taurus? Oh, to find love. I might be like, Taurus? Find love? But no, it says to find love. Oh, I'm joking, Taurus. You guys are great. To find love, you need to put in the effort. Talk to new people. Don't shy away from sharing things about yourself online with the individuals you met. I don't know why online is important, but just, yeah. You can talk about your dreams, your favorite hobby, or even what you like to do for fun. Break the ice. Let people get to know you, even if it doesn't go anywhere right now. Open yourself. Gemini. Geminis are capable of love, too? You're learning to invest in yourself. Faith has taken you far. And when it comes to love much further than you... And when it comes to love... Oh, blah, blah, blah. Sorry. All right, start over. Gemini, you're learning to invest in yourself. Faith has taken you far, and when it comes to love, much further than you ever imagined. I don't know why the sentence isn't working in my head. Even in the middle of heartache, you're learning to trust that the universe will catch you when things aren't the way you wanted them to be. This is a beautiful foundation for a loving relationship in the future, where you have developed your faith and trust in God and not just another person. Duh. You don't put faith in a person, you put it in the Lord. And then the Lord will grant you a person that you can love and not put faith in, because God is the one you should put your faith in. But anyway, this ain't Sunday service, baby. Cancer, you may meet someone who is a big softy on the inside. Oh, I'm thinking of one. But does not wear their heart on their sleeve. This can be difficult to understand or even warm up to. But why be in a rush? The best people to know have their guards up a little bit and don't want to give trust away unless it has been earned. Well, that helps. You know, a nigga like me always got his guard up. So, you know what I'm saying? That means it's more value when you break that guard down. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard. Leo. Manifest the love you want to have in your life. You possess a lot of energy. Leo and... It's fucking punctuation. It's whooping my ass today. Leo, manifest the love you want to have in your life. Manifest that shit. Create it, bitch. You possess a lot of energy, Leo. And so when you hope to meet someone, believe that you will. You never know. The person who is meant for you may be thinking and hoping to find you too. Your collective energy can help this dream come to reality for you both. That's so Leo. That's so Leo. That Leo is like to take over and rule everything. Don't tell a Leo no shit like that. That applies to all the fucking people. No Leo. Virgo. So the last relationship didn't work out, and maybe the one before that didn't either. This does not make you a failure, Virgo. Keep going. It makes you a fighter who is unwilling to settle for fake love or romance. That's not exactly what your heart requires. Get back into the world and keep trying. Eventually, you'll find your soulmate. Get out there and fail some more, Virgo. Libra. It's time to let the past go. It's true that your past has made you into who you are today, but the future is going to help you to become the lover you hope to be to the person who will appreciate you. So smile. Embrace and face the future with courage and confidence. Your love awaits. And this can apply to people in relationships. Just united, reignite the flame, baby. Scorpio. Oh, I forgot about these evil people. It's like, nah. Yes, you love big, and sometimes you are the person who loves more than you ought to. Being passionate is no crime. You have to be who you are. And when you feel something so deeply, you just go with it. And that's okay. So apparently they tell you guys, just keep fucking around. I don't even know what kind of advice that was. But it's basically saying, just, you know, don't quit on yourself, I suppose. All right, Sagittarius. Nothing is wrong with you. Do what you always done. Everything is right. You're saving the world. Keep going. I didn't read that. Okay, so Sagittarius. Only you can decide how many chances a person ought to get before they are no longer allowed in your life. You are the one who can tell if their apology is sincere or if they have changed. I don't know if that's the best advice for us. If your heart is saying that they have not, then this is a good reason to reject and listen to your inner voice. You don't have to be nice when your feelings are on the line. And you know heartache is likely on the other side. Whew! Now that last line spoke to me, baby. Capricorn. Oh! You know, I thought some of these signs were exempt. I'm not going to lie to you. Fear and love cannot coexist. When you feel afraid or get a sense of worry about a relationship that you're in, that's not something to ignore. Red flags are meant to be heeded. So Capricorn, pay attention to butterflies that cause you to wonder if the relationship is more than what you've been hoping for, but not in a good way. Damn, I don't like that one for Capricorn. Aquarius. Is there trust in your relationship? ? Now is the time to ask yourself if this romance is living up to what it is that you need. Maybe you thought that things would be different, but you're learning that it won't happen. Then, face reality and allow yourself time to grieve. Oh, Aquarius, you're always holding it in, aren't you? I call the Aquarius is the ghosters, you know what I'm saying? And apparently they must not feel anything, so they just might be in torture of themselves. So get it together, Aquarius. Pisces. Recently single? It's time for healing and love to begin. You don't have to go into a new relationship or have a rebound, you naughty Pisces. You can start with friendship and begin to date yourself until you feel ready to try again. Love yourself, Pisces. I hope you guys know when I'm paraphrasing and where I'm reading, But at the end of the day, fuck all that shit. Listen to what I say and apply it, okay? But anyway, that's all to my show. I hope I was able to entertain here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest romanticizer, but I'm working on that because that's all we need to evolve. It's love, baby. Love until you're bald. But yes, this tea has got me hyper. But I definitely thank everyone. Definitely tune in for the rest of this episode. That's going to hit Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, all the streaming platforms. Just Google me, baby. You know what I'm saying? And yes, love each other. And I thank everyone so much for tuning in last episode. I don't know what I did differently last episode, but it's like the highest rated episode in a short time period. Now, I have higher rated episodes, but this one, you know, it's only been 3-4 days and the most views in that a little bit of time. So that's fucking awesome, guys. Thank you all. Thanks for all the countries that are involved. Thank you for my home country and my home state, Maryland, of the United States. Checking me out, y'all. I'm not even sure this is where most people come from. But hey, I have to think. This is where it's being broadcasted. So thank you all for real. I really appreciate it. And it's influencing me and inspiring me. So that's why I'm here on 2 days a week. I will say I'm going to try my best to stay consistent. But I do have a lot of guests lined up. A lot of great people. And I just want to show you this is really... Like, I hate to say that all my podcasts before were practiced. I mean, it weren't practiced. It was real podcasting, but I don't know. I'm getting in. Y'all actually really getting... I mean, it was a lot of people. Matter of fact, check out the old episodes. You guys see the beginner podcaster in me, but I'm just letting y'all really see Heezy's world for the... Not the first time, but it's more efficient and more consistent. And y'all getting to see what I'm about. Because I am also an aspiring author. Like I said, I was an aspiring actor. I want to do all of these things. All these people that are inspiring me are coming on my show and hopefully inspiring y'all. And I'm just so thankful and happy for everyone doing their fucking shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, just staying abroad, you know, and above. So keep going. And hopefully this podcast helps a lot of people. And, you know, hopefully some of y'all can help me. But that's all. That's it. I love you all and have a good day. Enjoy that football, man. Shout out to the Bengals. Okay. Rawr. Rawr. And yeah, man. So that's what I'll be doing today. Madden, Grand Theft Auto, and football, baby. A lot of sitting on my ass. But y'all have a great day. I'll see y'all later.
We are back. This is another episode of Heezy's World, episode 125. I'm going to go ahead and admit that I was already recording this and we kind of forgot to press record or charge my damn recorder, but it's all good. I'm here with a guest, a special guest, a beautiful black queen, Dominique Duhl, who is a realtor and a... Yes, self-published author, she says, but best-selling author at that. And yeah, I made a joke that I call her Dominique Duhl, D-U-A-L, you know what I'm saying? But she has more to that, actually. I found out she's actually a mother, too. Yes. And so I guess you're just a triple threat, or you just do what you do. And you
I
do
guess. It well. I'm just trying to keep it moving out here.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I can't complain.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, yes, she is the author of... So we're going to focus on your journal that you're selling right now, mm-hmm. that you're sold out of. I was going to try to get a quick one real quick.
Still online. I don't have any more on my hand until Friday.
She has sold it out, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And she's also... You're from here, right? The DMV?
I am. Born and raised. Born in D.C. Hospital and raised in PG County.
What hospital? Howard?
No, I was born in Providence. They have actually shut that down recently, but yep.
Oh, okay. It's not as bad as PG Hospital, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
But yeah, that's what's up. Another DMV. Another DMV great, we'll say that.
Yes, I say Pretty Girl County. I represent that.
So, yes. So, what we focus on is her journal. She's the author of I Miss You, But Fuck You.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
You're saying it all right.
Do I need to emphasize the fuck?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Fuck you. All right? But I miss you. That's the name of the book. And it's an after the breakup self-love journal.
Yes.
So, I feel like it's probably obvious, but what inspired you to write this book?
Yep, it's definitely obvious that. So, it is inspired by a combination of my own breakups and from relationships and situationships. Okay. From 15 years ago, 16 years ago to, you know, recently. So, mm-hmm. I definitely just was able to reflect on a lot of those issues that came from the relationships. And one day I was just like, writing is my therapy. So I was wanting to write. I sat down at a Starbucks one day because I like to get out the house to clear my mind. And I started writing in my notebook. And when I started writing in my notebook, it turned into me writing on my MacBook and creating this journal. And the journal basically is more so of self-love and being able to rebrand yourself after relationships have failed and, you know, they ended. And the healing process of it and touching on more so of that, because a lot of times I don't think we talk about how much you need to heal in the grieving of facts. Failed relationships.
Love, the world, mm-hmm. family, there's just so much shit that we need to actually step aside, work,
yes.
and just work on ourselves.
Yes. Instead of
going to work all the time.
Yes.
So I met Dominique. I can't put a finger on what, when, but I know it was that we are acquaintance, I guess.
Yes.
I can say now, by family members who are not family for real, but
yes.
one of my best friends, and you're
my
one
best
of the
friend.
Best friends. And yes, we met at a, I can't remember the event, but it was an interesting night.
Yeah.
And my friend, who's a funny dude, Sagittarius as well, he like, he was like, oh, this is my friend Brittany. Hey, Brittany. Not Brittany. I'm sorry. Whoops. This is my friend Dominique,
yes.
this is my friend Rohan. He like pushed us together.
Yes.
Trying to like, I don't know what he was trying to do.
Right.
But it's funny. I actually, I guess, I don't know. It makes me think now because I know that him and, I don't know how to put it, but he met someone through through
oh,
one of
my
parties.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is how they met. Okay, yep.
I guess
he thought that was going to be two connections that he could get done. I
right,
guess.
Right, right.
Two birds with one stone. I got it.
I don't know if I got to step it up now. I feel like my shit that I put together needs to let. But let me stop. Let me stop. And maybe they just need to read your journal. And
yes.
Things will get back. But let me stop.
Oh my God. I don't have nothing to do with that.
I know who the fuck I'm talking about. I got a lot to do with it. Because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Listen, I'm on that part right there. I'm on that part. Like, come
but
on.
But nah, I still love him.
Yeah, me too.
Hey,
me
y'all,
too.
Y'all,
definitely.
You know,
all love.
What is what it is. But yes. So, what was your intention on for those reading your this book here? Should I call it a book or should I call it a journal?
So, I do like to call it a journal because it is not actually a book where, you know, you're going to be reading throughout the whole book.
Okay.
It's a self-guided journal. There are writing prompts. There are quotes that you can read and affirmations, love affirmations, self-love affirmations. But a lot of it is basically you answering the prompts or, and like to call them, come to Jesus questions about the topic. So
is there a religion in there?
No, but come to Jesus to me is more so of, come on over here, let's have a talk, and I'm going to keep it real with you because sometimes we don't like to keep it real with ourselves, so we got to face that reality and, like, listen, this is going to be all 100 real-ish right here.
And I'm on that, like, I mean, it's, like we were saying just now, it's very important, self-love. I'm recently, like we were talking earlier before it got deleted.
No.
But, how, you know, you have to look at yourself as the source, and you kind of, you agree with that.
Yes.
It makes me feel like I'm on the right path.
Yes.
But yeah, you got to look at yourself as a source. Now, a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of effed up people out here, and a lot of people
it
who
is.
Definitely wrong you, and you ain't do nothing to receive that, but.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
true.
It's more, you got to look at yourself, realize you're the source, and what you could do better.
Yeah.
But don't put too much on yourself.
Yeah, and that's one of my prompts where it asks you, okay, so my journal kind of caters more to the female, so you'll see cis in it a lot, but, and that's only because it's no shade against fellas. I mean, maybe I'll make a, you know, male edition one day, but it's more so because I feel like ladies tend to reflect more on writing and journaling and just expressing their feelings more, but I know you have a different perspective on that, and I would love to hear that, so.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we feel too. We feel the feelings.
You do. I agree.
Y'all put us through stuff. We put y'all through stuff.
There's even a part in the journal where I put, write that text message, that paragraph long text message that you want to send him right here, because he ain't going to read it, sis.
We don't do that.
Y'all don't read it.
And respond with one word.
Exactly.
Because it needs to be said in person.
Nah. I have both. I have people who do communicate and people who just don't. And it's like,
what do you think about that? Because I'm very big on that. I am very big on telling people, don't tell me nothing serious over text.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it the way you want me to take
it. Yeah. So I think that, again, reflects back to the female. Like, when we're in that moment.
It be y'all.
Like, we're heated. We're like, shoot, let me write this out right now. And I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty of it. I mean.
And it
but
also blows me because y'all never want to say the shit.
In person?
Yeah. Like, I mean, y'all never want to even say it. Like, all these words that you just put on this text, 100. And you only give me, like, 5. Daily, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. Now, I'm not trying to put it on you, but I know certain people who need to speak up.
Yeah, I feel like words. Sometimes, like for me, I'm very expressive with writing. I'm a Gemini, so I can be a little
snap
introverted at times, and extroverted. Well, but
that was funny. I like to mess with Geminis a lot.
I know y'all do. Y'all love us. That's the thing. Sagittarius and Gemini tend to get along. Like, I have a great female friend who's Sagittarius.
Crazy.
Yeah, and she's like, y'all are crazy. Like, I love y'all. Like, I don't know how people don't love y'all. And it's like, yeah, they love to hate us, but then they hate to love us. So, I'm with it. I mean, but, yeah, sometimes I tend, like, I can speak and communicate, you know, by mouth and all that stuff, but writing sometimes just gets it out better for me. I don't know.
And that's the truth. If you can't get it out in the words, I mean, that's the only way you can communicate. I mean, I'm not saying that's the only way, but that's the way that you can best
communicate.
One of the
best ways.
And people
me.
Need to accept that.
Yeah.
And I that's something I can accept. Like, I've definitely got like 3 paragraphs more than once in my life. And
see?
I did not look at it.
Exactly.
I did not look at it because women, y'all make us feel, especially if we care. You know what I'm saying? Y'all say things that hit at the core.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
so that may be a good reason why you guys don't read it because, you know, no shade, but I feel like y'all can't take what y'all dish out. So when y'all get that same dish back to you, it's like, oh, I'm not reading that. I don't want to feel that pain. Yeah, don't read it. So, yes, sis. Write that right in that journal, because he ain't going to read it.
My exes are like, yes, sis. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Exactly.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up.
Yes.
Did I already ask you if the title was personal?
So, you didn't ask me. So, is it personal? Of course it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
The I miss you part kind of stems from, I feel like everybody goes through those phases after a relationship where you like, damn, I miss him. I miss the relationship. I miss her. I miss, you know, what we did have.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to reflect on what happened, you know, maybe what caused the breakup or some of the things you went through with that person, you like, but fuck you. I'm moving on. there's better out here for me. Or I really do want to love myself more. And as I was saying earlier, I have a website, imissyoubut.com, mm-hmm. where I put, I miss you, but I love me, because I feel like we need to love on ourselves more and realize that self-love definitely reciprocates to everything around us. So loving yourself and even rebranding yourself after those failed relationships is definitely needed.
True that. Now, I will say, like, this is, like, I'm going to still get your book, and I'm going to read it as a man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Give me the male perspective that
I can decipher. We're all the same. We just choose to go
differently.
Paths.
I got you. I can agree with
but
that.
But I think I'm a professional. My exes don't want to, or nobody wants to hear this.
Oh, man.
But I'm a professional relationship person.
Oh, look at here.
I mean, just based on my experiences, I've been through it.
Right.
And I feel like, I mean, I don't think it's nothing to brag about. It's not good because you failed.
Is it a failure, though?
I don't call it failure.
Yeah.
I am a person that believes nothing lasts forever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. But
nothing lasts forever.
I don't think nothing lasts forever, but I feel like the relationships, it's called progression, I guess.
I mean, we physically come and go.
Yeah.
We have to pass away someday.
That's true.
And, you know, I honestly fear that as a person that, you know, gets Like, getting married, that would be, like, the worst fear. Like, the partner you chose to marry and how they're gone. Even though it's normal, it's just like, man, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Because I'm a person that, and baby, don't get mad, but, I mean, she knows, but, you know, I prefer the single life, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to have my freedom, but I'm not saying I don't have my freedom now, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just...
But you progress to the next stage of your life.
The facts. I believe I'm on another level higher than most folks out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, come see what I'm doing, and maybe you can feel a little better about yourself.
Yeah.
But some people also think I'm reckless. And
but that's what I mean. Like, I don't think the past relationships that failed or was a failure, because I feel like we all tend to progress in life, and, you know, you're in a different stage of your life. And part of my journal is reflecting on that as well. Like, what did you learn from this? What can you take from this? Because everything couldn't have been bad, you know? So is it a failure, or is it just like, yeah, this is just time to move on?
And really, I think that depends on your choice.
Yeah.
Like, you have to choose to want to make this, even if it's a bad story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It made you who you are and a better person at that, hopefully.
Yeah, that's true.
Could you give us maybe a quote or affirmation that you have in there?
So one of the quotes I personally made in there, so I'll read that one. The other ones are from very known people. One of them you guys probably recognize. I'll say two. So one of them is from our Queen Bee, Beyonce. And it is her, always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper. So part of me also writing this was, so I can get some paper. I mean, you're not going to stop everything in my life from a failed relationship. But one of my quotes is, sometimes we're so comfortable with the familiar path that we still end up going the wrong way.
That's, wow, snaps. Yes. I mean, I'm learning myself that comfort is like a killer of your success. Even though, fuck it, I still want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But that's something right there.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Sometimes we're so comfortable with the familiar path that we still end up going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So that familiar path being the wrong path, or...
It could be something, as you said, like you said, you're comfortable with, you know...
Like falling for these fools.
The type of people that you attract. Yeah. True. And... you know, you keep going back to that same type of people, and then you get down there and you like, fuck, this is not the right way. Like, I thought it was, because, you know, in the beginning things are all lovey-dovey and great, and then things happen, and it's like, back to those red flags. You knew this wasn't the right path.
That brings me to that, because I want to go back to the title.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you, but fuck you. So what do you mean when you say fuck you? Is it like, fuck this whole person's being, or just fuck you for what you did? But you don't.
So it depends on the person.
Oh, okay. Different ones for different.
I think it just definitely means, for one, it was a very catchy title, and I just wanted it to be something, you know, that could catch your eye.
Great title.
I think it still has a great meaning to it. You know, like I said, miss you, but fuck you. Fuck the going back to you. Fuck whatever we had. It could mean that, or it could just mean, you know, I'm more important than everything that I've been through with
That's
you.
Number one.
And I have to say no to what I'm feeling right now, because, of course, we all have those moments where we want to reflect back and, you know, let's backtrack a little bit.
Speak on that. Cause why is it? I mean, and it always seems to be the men that don't, like, so you're saying that you put yourself out there, you put yourself second at some points?
I think yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. And
This might conflict with what we're doing here. Because
please conflict.
I'm just talking about relationships and period.
Yeah, because
that be the problem in a lot of relationships. Like, a lot of women, like, and I think all men can agree with me. We hate hearing that after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, I put you first. Like, see, that's probably why shit went wrong.
And I have learned over the years of my failed, well, we just say don't say failed, but over my relationships that didn't work out, and like I said, there's a part in the book where it's like, what could you have done better? I've definitely learned that it's not about putting that other person first.
Mm-hmm.
More so about, like you said, self-love reciprocates to everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I love myself, if you see me doing, you know, taking care of my home, taking care of my well-being, taking care of my children, you know, doing all those things, it's definitely going to reflect on everything around me. Everybody's going to be taken care of. Do I have to be there to support you? Of course. But that's both. You know, I expect both the male to do the same for me, but I want him to love himself just as much as he loves me.
Right.
And be able to say, listen, if I have to do this for my own happiness, this is what I have to do. And I think females are the ones who always say, yeah, I did this for you. And I agree with you. You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. You know right. what I mean? Because a lot of males do say, well, I didn't tell you to do that, you right. know, and it's not healthy.
Well, I mean, and it also, it's, listen to you talk, it makes me realize that, you know, somebody's actually putting themselves out there for you.
Right.
And it's like, we, I know there's times when I could have just reciprocated that better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some, we don't, I think we're all still learning, even in our
30s. Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out ourselves.
That's true.
It's weird as fuck. But, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying? I think it's,
Earth is ghetto.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, there's so many distractions, there's so many things in like
yeah.
work, whatever it may be,
yeah.
that don't have you living at your highest self.
Yes, absolutely.
And it, I mean, I like to say, like, we're all victims, I think. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
you have to take these steps. Kind of forgot my point, but, but yeah.
No, I get you. I mean, like you said, you shouldn't just throw yourself out there. I mean, I think we all take. At least I do, you know,
mm-hmm.
If I'm really into you, I always say, I'm either in or I'm out. Like, you're going to know. You know
True.
What I mean? Like, I don't know if that's my Gemini ways,
yeah.
but...
No, that, and that's what I was, that's what I'm remembering.
Okay.
I smoke a lot of weed, so...
That's okay.
But, yeah, it's more like, you know, you have to know yourself
mm-hmm.
and know what people are doing for you
mm-hmm.
and communicate yourself. So you'd be like, yo, I'm just not that high-spirited type of person or something, you know, see, people just... admit what you are,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Or it's more about being aware, and that's a skill by itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I believe that a lot of people are not self-aware.
Yeah.
you know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Oh, man, a lot.
Tone deaf.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. But
yeah, they're a lot, a lot.
that's, and I think, is that a, would you say that's a big step to get over before you start self-love?
I do. I do think you have to realize that, you know, yes, you invested a lot in that situation, and, you know, you can't take it so personal that you feel like, oh, I put everything into this. That person probably did, too. It's just the way that they, you know, showed
mm-hmm.
it to you. Like you said,
yeah.
some people realize they don't reciprocate as well as others.
And I'm going to go ahead and admit this. Well, and this is just a deduction of myself. I could be wrong. But some people are raised in love. Some people are raised by
True.
Survival.
Absolutely.
And I can admit, to me, I'm a survivor. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I think it's dangerous out here. you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying I wasn't raised with love. My mom and my father definitely put love into me, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The path I chose, maybe it's the one of surviving.
right.
And they say survivors and lovers don't mix.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you have to say about that.
Survivors and lovers don't mix. So, I think that... I don't know if I can agree with that completely. I mean, I feel like survivors kind of push their... Like you said, push their self to... that one mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a hustler's mentality. It's like, this is what I need to do
yeah.
to get through life. This is what I've
That's
always done.
It. It's like, I'm investing in myself.
Exactly.
So I can't really, like,
I
gotta make
really
sure
think
some
about
investment
the outside.
Is gonna work
yeah.
out.
so it's like, whatever you got going on don't have anything to do with, you know, me. I mean, I
right.
see you trying to give me this love, and sometimes love is foreign to people. But, like I said, if you see me loving on myself and loving on others, and you're going to start to feel that energy. Energy is real. Like,
Facts.
No matter how much you want to be a survivor, a hustler, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're like, shit.
Yeah, and I've definitely been turned. Like,
Yeah.
I always feel bad. Like, I feel like I hate to feel like I'm stealing the love from everyone or stealing the energy from anybody.
No,
but
don't feel
along my past and these relationships, I've definitely picked up a lot of just techniques from them, just
yeah.
loving themselves and learning how to love, and
yeah.
just being in love. It's just like, wow.
Definitely.
There's so many different, I don't want to say ways, but there's different ways to receive it
mm-hmm.
and give it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. it is. Yep, I think everyone creates their own type of love.
Yeah. Let's pause real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to use the bathroom. All right, we're back. So, yeah, we're talking about how this book is personal. So... What do you think the people who motivated the creation of this book would think of it?
That's funny that you asked that. Because I definitely had a couple of those people that think this is all about them reach out and say, did you write that about me? And my response exactly was, first of all, don't take too much credit for my work. That's the first thing. And second, it's not a tell-all book. It's not a book like that. It's more so reflecting on the self-love. But, of course, it came from my relationships. I mean, hell yeah, y'all played a part in this. I wouldn't be like this if, you know. Right. I mean, I feel like everybody goes through it. But it had to come from something. I've been in relationships and situationships. So, yes, of course.
True that. So you think they'd be mad? Or how are they coming off to you, the ones that are at least reaching out?
I think the one that is very, like, you know, we're real cool, so he doesn't really care. So he's like, you know, it was kind of like a joke to him, like, did you write this about me? Other one was like, yeah, who is this about? Like, what was the inspiration? Like, you know. And then one of them was like, nah, I hate it. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, because you're still in the moment. Got it.
Guilty.
If you're guilty, you're guilty, sir.
Don't get mad at me either.
Don't get mad at
this
me.
This shit gonna be
fix
on
your
my
life.
Pod.
Fix your life.
And everybody gonna know that somebody fucked her over or tried to, and you failed. And you bad at fucking up. You bad at fucking over.
You mad.
So let me stop though. So what are they doing now? Are they? I mean, can we? We're not giving no names out here, but are
no,
these,
I ain't giving them that much credit. But what do you mean? What are they doing? I mean.
I don't even know how I want to phrase this question, but, like, are they doing good? Or are they doing...
Still,
I guess mostly I want to know if they're fucked up right now.
Oh, no. A lot of them, well...
Not that I want y'all to be, but...
I don't think they're fucked up. I think they either continued on with life and, you know, did the life thing. Like, when I was married...
I guess I would say, did they grow from...
Yeah, they did. They actually, you know, feel like they take the accountabilities for where we were at that moment. I mean, this was like probably 10 years ago that we were, you know, together, but they realized the hurt that
always
was
counts.
Caused. Yeah. You know, guys, well,
here we go.
Guys and girls, I guess, but you know, sometimes we're just in a different place in our lives and we realize that, hey, I might have stemmed some of my very own hurt upon you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for that. And I get that. Others of them are probably still in fucked up situations and they need to get their shit together. But I can't call it. I can't, you know, make you get your stuff together. I don't really know if this a resolution for some of y'all. But, yeah.
So going through writing some of these things and, like, remembering the experiences, did it make you like anybody more or less?
The people that I
had dated? Situation, whatever you call it.
I think it made me heal more. Mm-hmm. I think it made me realize that it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, whatever happened, it could be released now because, like I said, writing is very therapeutic for me. I think sometimes we hold, you know, that initial grudge. And one of the things I feel like that I tend to do when I'm being fucked over, I guess, I feel defeated. And that was one of my biggest issues is feeling like I let this person defeat me. And, you know, it didn't matter what they did. It could be cheating. It could be, you know, just the way they are. It could be anything. Like, we're not together, and I feel like I, back to that, invested so much into this that you might have won. But after writing this and after reflecting on my own healing and stuff like that, I was like, you're not defeated. This shit is a blessing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Let it go. You got out sooner than you could, you know, and you got away with what possibly could have been worse. So, yeah.
Yeah. From my own experiences, it's like, we all got to go through that shit. I guess breakup is a pretty rough pain. But
yeah.
Once you get through it, it's like getting on the other side of,
exactly.
You know, the green grass or whatever.
Exactly.
So, it's like, I don't know. Some people maybe... I guess what I want to say is, like, embrace that shit like it's a good thing. Like, oh, it's going to hurt, but it's going to hurt good.
It's going to hurt good, right?
when you realize it ain't the end of the world.
Yep.
And there's better people out here.
There is. And sometimes, you know, everything happens for a reason. I believe that. And, you know, I definitely think that this is going to cause me to go on a different journey in my life that I'm going to love. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like this is the winning season right now. And it's not just, you know... because of the journal, but I just feel like I'm at a different stage and things are happening and you never know what can network. Hey, I'm on a podcast. Hey, you know, so you never know coming, what can happen. So thank y'all for fucking up.
It's your first podcast?
It is my first podcast.
Oh, shit, yo.
Yes.
That's what's up.
I hope to do more, guys.
I am honored right now. And I hope we can do more. As a matter of fact, I do plan to. Because I'm not going to talk too much real estate, but I do want to talk about that. I think that's very important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can come back and do a real estate podcast with you.
Appreciate that. It makes me feel so warm. And I was going to say, like, I'm a person who definitely is still in contact with his exes.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not against that. I'm definitely not against that. I feel like it's some... I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder sometimes. Some people say it's toxic to be talking to your exes,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you feel about that? You think it's what did I say? Is it bad or is it beneficial? I don't know.
I think it depends on the ex. So if we're in a place where we have definitely got over the hump and the struggle and the grief of that relationship, which I do have a very good friend who is my ex. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's no more feelings or emotions there where we have to feel like, oh my God, I'm going to feel some type of way. Like, why not be friends with that person? I mean, we still teach each other a lot, mm-hmm. being friends, you know what I mean? Yes. And some people can't handle that, but I can definitely handle that.
Most
now,
people can't.
I have not been in a relationship where somebody realized that I'm friends with my ex. So I don't know how they would feel about that.
In the past, you had to cut off your exes?
I don't think I had to cut off my exes. I think that it just was like, yeah, I don't think about talking to them while I'm here in this relationship. But
I mean, it's not like
some men don't like that though. So I know they might.
Men are, yeah.
I don't know if I had anyone
you,
who
I
told me
sexist.
Don't talk to my exes. Yeah.
Men are. I'm not your typical man, but I do mm-hmm. have typical ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all for that. Like, I want people to reach out to whoever makes them
feel like
good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do feel like, not saying they know you now, today, but they didn't know who you were back then.
Right.
I feel like that's important to kind of keep in touch with that.
Yeah. Because I've had a lot of exes, or a couple exes, not a lot, give me advice on relationships. Like, give me advice on my current situations.
I definitely had someone give me advice that I didn't ask for, but I was like, fuck. All right, damn. You just kept typing away. I was like, I didn't ask for this shit.
Well,
I just said,
damn. Yeah, no, but I feel like, you know, if y'all have that type of relationship where you guys can communicate and chill and talk and not have any type of, you know, strange feelings and things that don't need to come back, you know, then we're good.
That's what's up. I kind of was leaning towards that. That's how you felt. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love you, but fuck you. Not talking to you no more.
Oh, no. I just think the fuck you part is more so initially when you are just going through that breakup. You're recognizing that this person is not for me.
heartbreak sucks. Did you have to go through any major transformations to get how you are now? Or you feel like you kind of always went with the flow?
I would say at this age, I am a lot better than I was, say, 15, 16 years ago when I was younger. For example, you know, my child's father, you know, it's a different type of breakup and healing when you have a kid involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that impacted me a little bit more. One, because I was young.
Right.
And I didn't understand the relationship or love thing at all. You know what I mean? So it's like you're still trying to learn. Yeah. So breaking up through that was probably more so immaturity and my ego.
Mm-hmm. Gemini shit.
Really. Like, my pride was in the way. You know, I'm thinking, like, well, shit, I had a baby by you. We gonna be together. So, that was dumb. But anyway, so now I think at the age that I'm at, I am much more mature. I got a lot going for myself. So, I think about that. I mean, there have been times back in the day when I could probably snap more than I do now off of some bullshit that somebody calls me when I'm like, you are so lucky you didn't meet me 10 years ago. So that is, you know, maturity, I think. You know,
it makes
me
think of our ancestors or our people before us, like mm-hmm. how they kind of just went with the role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how we have, like, we're blessed these days.
Shoot, even our grandparents, great grandparents, like, they took a lot.
Yeah. Like,
we would never do now.
Right. Like, they're there because money mostly keeps them together, and it's like,
and they made it work up until now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what to think of our generation now or our society now.
Me either. It's a little bit more, it's a little too loose sometimes. It's like, we don't have any type of...
It's, I don't know.
We have standards, but then it's like, damn, is it any type of, you know, commitment where we will just try to work through things now?
Beauty of life, I think there's always new things to learn.
Yeah.
And things are going to change, but... Yeah, I cherish that type of shit, like, mm-hmm. just holding on to people. Like, we have the freedom to just move on these days. Like,
exactly.
Really, if you find love back then, you had to stay with them.
Yeah.
Not many people are showing. I don't know. But just, it seemed really hopeful.
They were there, but they were still getting cheated on, believe me. They definitely had the options. I mean, my grandma had stories for days, but I think it was more so that the women didn't love themselves.
I'm going to attest to this, that men are just fucking wicked and that you couldn't really do anything back
then.
Yeah,
it was a lot of that too, you know, like I can contest for my own family members, like, you know, it was about taking care of the family and, you know, they didn't work. They were taking care of home. They had 10 kids. Like, what do you do? Right. Where do I go? You know what I mean? So,
shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, yeah.
For those that brought us here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I do want to get into the right. I did music, you know, and essentially that's like poetry, and I love to write. Mm-hmm. Any advice for those trying to write a book or
do it?
Just do it.
Just do it. I think I held back so long from writing something. I mean, like I said, I've always wrote, even as a kid, but I published one book as a kid, a children's book actually. I was in eighth grade. It was like a contest. Yeah, okay. Then we went to the county contest, and I think I got, like, runner-up or something. But I always wrote in my journals and stuff like that, but nothing ever came.
You made me realize I wrote a book, too. It was a joke book.
I
would get anything to find that.
Yeah, I wish I could find my children's book. Called Second Grade is a Blast. It was a kid's book.
I think I was in the same grade. Wow. It just took me back.
I was in eighth grade.
That's back when we used to have those little book fairs.
Yeah, and I had... My teacher entered me into the PG County book contest, and I almost won, but I got runner-up.
Check you out. You're
cool.
Meant for this.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely do it. Get it out. It's very easy to self-publish and copyright your own material now. Everything is on the internet.
That's what's up.
Make it happen.
Anything you learned while writing the book? How was the process like?
I think so this is my first project that I released. I think I probably would have did a little bit more to the journal that I wanted to.
Okay.
You know, after the fact, I released it, the final manuscript script and all that. I was like, shoot, I should have added this, should have added that. But
just like most artists.
Yeah, but the creative person in me, you know, I did this, like I said, literally 8 hours, and I was like, I just want to release it. Like, I love it. You know what I mean?
Wait. So this was created in 8 hours?
This was created in 8 hours.
And that 8 hour time in Starbucks. Get the fuck out of here. Wow. I'm thinking it was 8 hour day.
My Sagittarius friend says I'm crazy. She's like, you're a fucking genius and you're crazy. I love it. Like, who does that?
Genius. Okay. But I mean, I do know Gemini's are crazy. Yeah. But genius. That's genius shit right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Check it the fuck out. Yeah, that was my next question. How long did it take? And that was my next question. Did it make you feel the feels when you were like talking about this self-love and just recognizing the experience?
Yes. It made me, like I said, I think I definitely got some healing from it.
Okay.
I definitely, you know, you think you're good one day, and it's, I say relationships, you definitely have to grieve, just like if someone died. I mean, you're no longer with that person. And even, I don't even think there's a limit on grieving. I feel like we start to progress and put to ourselves, like, okay, every day I need to get better. And even though we're getting better, it could be 3 years later we wake up one day like, fuck, I miss this person, or I miss this, I miss that. I mean, even looking at people that have passed, you tend to live life and go on, but there are days when I think about my dad, you know what I mean? So it's very much so the same when you go through a breakup to me.
I will say that I'm definitely numb as far as the relationship shit. Like, I definitely push that shit down.
See?
And it's bad. I agree.
You gotta get it out.
Yeah, that is real. I'm definitely taking that personally.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay. I've learned something.
Okay.
Well, I need to work on something.
Because you don't want to take that shit to another relationship.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to edit that part out. We'll keep it in. Fuck it. She needs to know.
Mm-hmm. You definitely need to do that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I had. Did you have anything you want to add that I don't know?
Definitely, guys, if you can support me, check me out. My website is imissyoubut.com. I have my journal there. I will also be releasing some other things that I hope to create soon, as far as other merchandise things that reflect on self-love. I will have a book release or journal release party coming in February. I'll put more information about that. You can find me on social media. _ I am Dominique Alexis is my page. And let's meet up, because at the book release, I hope to host a panel of men and women, and I hope
I'm gonna be the unorthodox manly view.
Exactly. And it's gonna be great, because I cannot wait to hear all the different perspectives about this journal and about this topic. So I appreciate you having me. I
appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. And anybody looking for real estate in the DMV, let me know.
All right, and this has been a great experience.
Thank
you so much, and hopefully we work on some more things. Like, I definitely want to get into the real estate side.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Love first for me. That's why I wanted to focus on that.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got business to handle, so we got to get out here and, you know, make the right purchases. And
yes.
Dominique can definitely show y'all. She's
yes.
out here slanging them things, you know what I'm saying? But thanks again, and we'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.